You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire.
Yesterday, the government announced the legislation of nicotine e-cigarettes and e-liquid with appropriate controls. The announcement has received a mostly positive response, with many believing that change is a huge step towards helping Kiwis quit smoking and attaining the ultimate goal of a smoke-free New Zealand by 2025. Producer Jess Smith spoke to Health Minister Nikki Wagner this morning to find out more about what the new law involves and what this means for New Zealand.
Well, I suppose the most dominant thing is that there's no tobacco in e-cigarettes. Basically, e-cigarettes is a vaping option. They use a liquid. It has it can or cannot have nicotine in it, but there's no tobacco. And, of course, tobacco is the danger in smoking.
Mm-hmm. And what are the current laws surrounding the sale of e-cigarettes in New Zealand?
At the moment, you can buy an e-cigarette mechanism, and you can buy e-liquid, but you can't buy e-liquid with nicotine in it. So nicotine is the addictive substance, and that's what's not permitted at the moment.
Right, and where are people able to buy e-cigarettes and the liquid?
Well, they tend to buy them in vape stores. That's generally speaking where they are. I don't think there's no legislation about where they can sell, but it's vape stores, generally speaking, or maybe tobacconists, that sort of thing.
Okay. And what is the government changing about these laws?
What we're going to do is we're going to make e-cigarettes as a consumer product legal in New Zealand, and also the e-liquids with nicotine.
Cool. And what will be the new rules surrounding selling e-cigarettes?
They need to be sold in an R18 environment, so it's restricted to sale to people 18 years and over. They need to be in... they have rules around the advertising, so they can advertise in-store, but not outside their stores or on billboards or that sort of thing. There will be some quality rules around it, what kind of e-cigarettes you can bring into New Zealand. And generally these are to keep non-smokers safe. What we want to do is encourage smokers to switch to e-cigarettes because they're significantly less harmful, but we don't want to encourage non-smokers to take them up.
Right, and so will places like dairies and service stations and supermarkets be able to sell e-cigarettes?
They'll be able to be sold besides cigarettes. The idea is we're looking for smokers to switch. So where cigarettes are sold, we're hoping that e-cigarettes will be there as well. And if you go into a dairy, whereas cigarettes have to be behind a locked door, mm-hmm. e-cigarettes can be on the counter, they can be advertised, they're significantly cheaper than tobacco cigarettes, and we're hoping that will really encourage people to make a change.
Yeah, for sure.
Smokers to make a change.
Yeah. And there are concerns of children being kind of overly exposed to point-of-sale displays in places such as dairies and service stations. What do you have to say on this?
Well, the advertising cannot appeal to children. There will be rules around that. It is an R18 product. And so we believe that that will keep children safe. There's no evidence to say that e-cigarettes are attractive to young people. There has been some discussion that they could be a gateway, but there's no evidence to show that.
Yeah. And do you feel that places such as supermarkets and service stations will be able to provide enough information for people wanting to safely switch from smoking to vaping rather than kind of specialised vape stores?
Well, I think vaping is becoming pretty popular. It's been around the world for a long time. In the UK, they've been selling e-cigarettes for 10 years. If people are interested in e-cigarettes, I think there's lots of information available. The key issue for us is to make sure that when you go into somewhere to buy cigarettes, which we know are very harmful for you, you've got the choice of buying something with less harm.
Yeah. And would the government consider subsidising e-cigarette prices to encourage a healthier alternative to smoking?
We have a policy of subsidising products. We call them stop smoking medicines. So they're products that come under the Medicines Act that we know help people give up smoking. cessation products. At this stage, e-cigarettes don't qualify for that. Somebody would have to apply and go through that process. If they did and they are seen to be able to stop people smoking, such as patches and things like that, they could be part of that. If they were part of that, they qualified, they could be subsidised.
Yeah. And why do you feel easy access to vape products is so important?
Simply because we want to stop people smoking. It's very bad for their health. And if vaping is healthier and easier and cheaper, we'd encourage them to do it.
Yeah. And do you think this is a step towards a smoke-free 2025 for New Zealand?
Absolutely. We have anecdotal evidence from around the country that really hardcore smokers who haven't been able to quit under any circumstances can take up vaping and can get good results.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.